यथा न भूय आत्मानम् अंधे तमसि मज्जये सोहम तथा जतिष्यामि यथा जितेन्द्रियानिला यथा न भूय आत्मानम् अंधे तमसि मज्जये सोहम तथा यतिष्यामि यथा चितेन्द्रियानिला यथा न भूय आत्मानम् अंधे तमसि मज्जये
अंततायतिष्यामि यथा चितेन्द्रियानिलया यथा न भूय
आत्मानम्
अंधे तमसि मज्जये
सोहम तथा यतिष्यामि यथा चितेन्द्रियानिला यथा न भूय आत्मानम् अंधे तमसि मज्जये such a person aham I tatha in that way yatishyami I shall endeavor yata citta indriya controlling the mind and the senses anila and the internal airs yatha so that na not bhuya again atmanam my soul andhe in darkness tamashi in ignorance madjaye I drawn translation provided by Gajendra Prabhupada ki jai. I am such a sinful person, but since I have now gotten this opportunity, I must completely control my mind, life and senses, and always engage in devotional service so that I may not fall again into the deep darkness and ignorance of material life. Please repeat, I am such a sinful person. But since I have now gotten this opportunity, I must completely control my mind, life and senses, and always engage in devotional service, so that I may not fall down again into the deep darkness and ignorance of material life. Purport, every one of us should have this determination. We have been elevated to an exalted position by the mercy of Krishna and the spiritual master. And if we remember, this is a great opportunity. And pray to Krishna that we will not fall again. Our lives will be successful. This is the talk of Ajamil, I believe. Ajamil is a sinful person, very sinful. But because he was a Brahmana and he performed devotional service, gradually he fell down to sense enjoyment, like it's mentioned here, and But because of his Krishna consciousness and his devotional service in earlier in his life as a Brahmana, Krishna blessed him. So this we can learn from this. All of us similarly also fallen in the material world. And there's no guarantee that we cannot fall down to material sense enjoyment, to senses. Even though we are performing service to Krishna, we can still fall down because we are so close to the ignorance and Maya, very near to us. Even though Krishna consciousness is right next to us, we can still forget and become enamored by sense enjoyment because we are not pure devotees. Pure devotees who are fully absorbed in Krishna, they are Krishna's pure devotees. There cannot be a time when they fall down because they are absorbed in Krishna. But those who are neophyte devotees, we are struggling with our senses. And so we can easily fall down to sense enjoyment and forget Krishna. Krishna consciousness is not just a way of life, but it's a process where we can practice Krishna consciousness to overcome our mind and senses. So this is a system, a process. It's not just we are doing as a routine thing, but it's actually a process by, Prabhupada and the Acharyas, and Krishna himself gave us this process so we can follow the path to attaining that love for Krishna. It's a difficult process, but nothing is easy in this world. All of us, we have to work hard, whether it is spiritual or material. But as we all know, material society in the material world, it's very hardship, struggle for life and existence. So in the same way, if we can endeavor for the perfection of love for Krishna, to attain love for Krishna, that requires a lot of endeavor. That requires hard work. You have to control the senses and the mind, sense gratification, and you have to engage in devotional service. That's the process. So it's not easy. Krishna told Arjuna, perform devotional service, engage your mind in thinking of me, become my devotee, worship me. Man manabhava mad bhakta. But Arjuna said it's very difficult to mind, control the mind. Chanchala hi mana Krishna, pramadi balavadira. Krishna said, the mind is like the wind. Balavadriha is flickering like the wind. Here and there. Very difficult to control the mind. Then Arjuna said, it's so difficult. How I can control the mind? So Krishna said, abhyasa jagajuktena. One can practice to control the mind through practice and detachment. Yoga yuktena, engage yourself, yoga, in the process of bhakti yoga, devotional service to me. So he gives us the process. It is not that it's all neti neti, it's impossible. There is a way to attain. Just like there is a way to attain material things, even though it's difficult, people work hard to get it. So similarly, spiritual life, there is a process by which one can attain Krishna. Bhaktyamam avijanati. Krishna says, through devotion you can attain me. Devotional service. Bhakti. He didn't say it's easy. Nothing is easy. But it becomes easy when you take shelter of Krishna. Krishna makes it easy for such a devotee who works hard to please Krishna. Krishna sitting in the heart. Didesha Arjuna Tishtati. Krishna says, I am sitting in the heart of all the devotees, of all the living entities. For those who are sincere, I give them the knowledge. I guide them from within. But we have to initially make the endeavor. Yatha Chitta Indriya, controlling the mind and senses. Anila, and the internal airs. Atmanam, soul. We have to go to the soul level. We have to overcome the sensual level, the external level, the material level. To go to the spiritual world, the spiritual platform, we have to come to that platform, spiritual platform, is by overcoming the senses and the mind. It is not all, just all take prasadam and just we go around, ha-ha. It's more than that. When the senses attack us, we have to be able to tackle it. How? Through performing devotional service. Krishna says, even a little bit of endeavor in the path of devotional service, serving Krishna, that can protect us from the dangerous fear. What is the dangerous fear for us? That dangerous fear is that we forget Krishna. Once you forget Krishna, that is the ignorance. That's the beginning of ignorance, when you forget Krishna. So, oh, I always think of Krishna, no problem. At the time of death, I'll think of Krishna. Ante Narayana Smiti. At the time of death, are you going to remember Narayana? Are you going to remember Krishna? That we're going to be put to test the time of death. You think, oh, no problem, I'll remember him. Just like when there's a car accident or some situation where you are, everybody says everything except Krishna. Wrong things. So, we are put to test. The senses and the sense organs, our mind, always dwelling on sensual objects at every minute. This is why we have the temple situation. We have the temple atmosphere, the temple grounds. So here, at least where we are here, in this place, in a temple atmosphere, we can focus our mind on Krishna. This way, this area, Prabhupada's mercy, we have this temple. So here, we come here, we engage in devotional service, various services, and we come in the temple, do kirtan, chanting, we can look at the deity. So this process is there for us to focus on Krishna, so we can overcome the mental level, overcome the sensual level, the sense organs, the sense platform, senses platform. Yeah, Krishna conscious platform, Brahmabhuta, spiritual platform. The mind is not, it's not always there. Right now we're talking, mind can be somewhere else. Where is prasadam? Where is, I did this yesterday, I have to do this later on today. The mind is always dragging us to where we want to. That's the problem. So, we have to accept the opportunity. This is an opportunity. It says here that exalted position of the mercy of Krishna and the spiritual master. And if we remember that, this is a great opportunity to pray to Krishna that we will not fall again. We have fallen in this world, from the spiritual world. Fallen doesn't mean we have fallen to senses, fall down to sense, enjoyment. Sense gratification. Yeah, we are falling down to our mind. We are falling down to so many things. Once we forget Krishna, it's easy to fall down. So, the center of the devotee is to put Krishna in the center, Krishna in the middle. Then everything can go smoothly. So when you take Krishna out, then you become the center. That's why sometimes we're leading kirtan, we're thinking, I'm leading the kirtan, everyone's looking. We forget that I'm singing for Krishna's pleasure. Everything we do, we have to remember that I'm doing this for Krishna. It's for His pleasure. Even we are taking this prasadam, it all tastes good, but we're thinking, this is tasted by Krishna. I'm accepting this, honoring this as the mercy of Krishna. Mercy of Krishna means we have to think this is Krishna's blessing on us. It's Krishna's mercy on us. It's not that This is for my enjoyment. I'm thinking, oh, such a nice, so tasty. Of course, we have to relish that, but also you have to remember, this is the blessing of Krishna. Asirvad. Blessing of Krishna. This is His mercy. Prasadam means mercy, coming in the form of His mercy. So everything we do, we have to always remember why we are doing, what is the reason for us to do this service. Some people say, oh, let me just mind, let it just go and wander here and there. No problem. Let the mind wander off. But the scripture says the other thing. Scripture says to bring the mind under your control. Don't let it float here and there, because that become very dangerous, because the mind can lead you to very dangerous situation. But that's why scripture says chanchala is very bewildering, but bring the mind under your control, like the rein of a horse. So many horse you have, you're holding the ropes so you can control the horse, not go different directions. You use them to go certain direction you want them to go. So you're holding their rings. So senses are like that. Our senses are going all different directions. Bahusaka Anantyastya Bhavasa Buddhayinam. Krishna says the mind of those who are not Krishna conscious is like the branch of a tree. They're scattered everywhere. Bahu sakha, like a branch of a tree, is similarly. We have to remember the theme of the tree, that all the branches are connected. So the branches are going here and there, different directions, but they're connected to the main branch of the tree. So the main branch is where Krishna is. Thank you. So don't let your mind and senses wander off here and there. Some people, they like it. They say, let the mind wander off. Let it go everywhere. Vyavasayatmika buddhi. So vyavasayatmika buddhi engage your mind, atmika, and yourself within the spiritual soul, in the branch of the tree. One should not be like the branch of a tree, simply scatter all directions, but to see where we are leading to, where we are heading, what is the purpose of our work we are doing. Everybody has some set of goal. Everybody knows, you have an idea what you want to do in life in 5 years, or in today, tomorrow. You have some idea. It's not that you're headless. You have a plan. You make a plan. What are you going to do? You have a family plan. Then you have children. There's so many things. So there's a plan. Behind everything, there's a plan. You make a plan. It's not simply wander off and let it just float around. Everything works through a plan, organization, a system. And then things will go smoothly. So spiritual life, a life of happiness, spiritual life, a life is an organized life, because we know what is the meaning of human life, what is the purpose of human life. It's not a headless society. So you may be very organized, super organized, planned, but you're missing something. There's, you like, just like when you go to get on an airplane and you have everything going, they check everything that it's working, the airplane is in good condition, everything is, all the engine is working, perfect condition, so then they check it before they fly. So for the safety of everyone.
I hope so.
Yeah, you hope, everybody hopes so. And we check it, that's why they do it. And even so, there's accidents. Airplane crash. Even they checked everything. They find something wrong. So, That is the material world. So perfect, still there is a flaw in there, a mistake, problems. Apramadhavana loka, Krishna says, from the highest planet down to the material, down to the lowest planet, is full of material, full of misery. There's problems, problematic. Only in the spiritual world is perfect. Because Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, all the material and spiritual come from Krishna. He is the owner of both. Krishna cannot make a mistake. God doesn't make a mistake. We make a mistake. You see the mother nature, the ocean, the sun, the moon, they're all rising at the same time, setting at the same time every day. We all know that. It's all, we have to set the alarm to get up. Sun, moon, it's all perfectly going well. So weather patterns. You see the ocean is right down here, down the road, there's an ocean. Perfect, it doesn't all the way come here and flood away all of us. There's a control. It only goes to a certain area and that they stop. So it's controlled by whom? God. There's a hand of God behind everything. So it's not that boom, it's all, everything is, some people say, the theory, bang, theory, bang. Boom, everything, accidents, all, and then everything we created from a bang theory, from an accident, a big crash and everything came about from there. If that's the case, there's a car accident, why everything should become good again, together. Car will fall into a good, into natural and become better again, and the people had accident, they wouldn't have to go to the hospital, they feel good again. Usually, my point is, there is someone behind who is the creator. We are only making mistakes and destroying everything. But God is maintaining. He creates everything. He maintains everything. We are destroying everything. Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. Brahma, he creates. Vishnu, he maintains. And Shiva destroys. We are destroying. But to maintain, it is a difficult thing. Just like our body. Our body is a temple. Because Krishna is sitting in the heart. The soul is sitting in the heart. So we have to keep the body clean. Through consciousness clean. The heart clean. So the body is a physical aspect of our body. So we have to clean our consciousness internally. So whatever we contemplate on, and we end up doing that externally. So that's why Krishna consciousness means we have to decide what we want to do that's going to be beneficial for us and the people, spiritually. Because materially is one thing, but it's, like I said, material things are imperfect, like the airplane. God created mosquitoes and flies, there is no accidents. So that means spiritual energy, what God created, is always perfect in every way. So that's why Bhagavatam always emphasizing the spiritual aspect, to develop spiritual life, to develop spiritual knowledge, cultivate spiritual knowledge, love for Krishna. Why it is emphasized? Because this is what we are meant to do. Human life is meant to develop and cultivate love for Krishna. If we don't, we develop this complicated society today. Mechanism. Very complex, computer technology, digital society. But we still need our finger to punch on it. We still need to think. So God created our intelligence. God created this body. So all this computing system, digital system, electronics, gadgets, airplanes and rockets, missiles, on and on. We are only destroying the earth with all this. But God created Mother Nature. Simplicity, water, air, bumi apo nalo vayu, spiritual nature. It is so sattva, sukha. Just like when you eat food, it digests the digestive system. It's so subtle. If one thing goes wrong, we can digest the food, then we're in trouble. We have to take so many medications, liver is not working, so many things. So it's a very yantrarurane maya. Krishna says this body is like a machine. So God created the best thing. We created things that destroy those good things. Just like water. No matter how advanced you are materially, we still need to have a cup of water when you're thirsty. So, water is our main substance for sustenance of our body. Water, air, like it says here, air, water, fire, these things, these are the creation of God. So these, the energies, the essential energies, God created it. Bhumirapo nalvayu. We created things that are harmful to us. You can get a big, huge size apple like this, made in Japan. But it may not be tasty. In India, a small apple or small, but it's full of juice and tasty because they didn't use, they didn't inject all this chemical and all kinds of things to make it look good and big, beautiful. So we have to always appreciate what's given to us by nature. Then we can see hand of God behind everything. Then we can learn to appreciate who is the creator behind. Who is that person? I want to serve him. I want to see him. I want to go to him. So that comes devotional life. A devotee means they want to take it to the next level, to see who is creator, who did all this work. So wonderful. We see the fruit is so nicely packaged. An orange, an apple, or any fruit, so nicely packaged. A skin around, color, you see birds and plants, so beautiful, we appreciate. But who created all this? It's not a bang theory, it's all that just come about. But there is somebody behind making the plan.
Mango.
The mango, all the fruit. Somebody who is making the plan, that intelligence is one. Krishna is the super Yogesha. He's the master of mysticism. He is super intelligent. He created this universe. He created us. We cannot create anything. We just take what's already here and put it together and take the credit for it. I create this car. To make a car, to make a building, this building here, or any... You see around here, Albert Park, I was walking down to the temple this morning and I saw all these houses. So nice, beautiful houses, old house, but they done it up. Lawn in front with a fountain and design, nice, beautiful shrubs and plants. They maintain it. This is nice. So there's take intelligence behind to do all this maintaining and this work. They're planning to design all this. So Krishna, he designed this universe. He designed us. So no matter how advanced you are materially, technologically, you still need a human brain to run it. You can have everything, computer, everything in front of you, but you still need to punch it with a finger. We need to have the energy coming from our body, and you have to be energetic. All day you feel tired, you get sore neck, don't look at the screen, you get sore eyes. So my point is that material world is not everything. Spiritual is everything. You may be going in a high-speed car or a bullet train, but at the end you get a headache. Your soul is going out. But if you go in a bullock cart, horse cart, it's a good feeling. You don't feel that. You're going along with the Mother Nature. You're walking, your feet touch the earth and the grass. It gives you that energy from the earth. But when you're flying around, zooming around, we don't live too long because our energy doesn't go that fast. our body, vata, different. We have different constitution. It's messed up, messes it up. So if we can relax, if we can contemplate on the Supreme Lord, meditate, do chanting, spiritual energy is so subtle, it can give us that spiritual health. But when you're zooming around, you don't eat properly, work too hard, it creates tiredness in us. It gives us anxiety. Then gradually our body starts to fall apart. But when you can calm yourself, you think of God, Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam, Krishna is complete and perfect. When you just by thinking of Him, chant His name, mantra, it gives the peace and shanti, happiness and peace of mind. So, sense control, it can only control the senses by thinking of Krishna, by chanting Hare Krishna. He can help us. There's no other way. He can't say, I'm going to sit here and not move. You may be sitting here, but the mind is somewhere else. So that's why, think of Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, read proper books. So that way, mind can be... There was this king, he said, he told his minister to go down to the bazaar and buy whatever they have. Every shop, get one thing of each. So they went and got everything. But this one shop, they have this bottle. He said, this bottle, you can buy this bottle, but don't open it. Never open it. Because if you open it, you'll be in big trouble. So he said, okay. So he told the king, this bottle here, never open it, this can. Because if you open it, you're in trouble. So after some time, we get curious. We want to know what's in it. He was very curious. So he had all his security guards, ministers, everyone who was there, army, in case something dangerous happens. And it was very dangerous. So he opened the can, a big demon came out. Poof! And he grabbed the neck of the king. He said, engage me! Give me something to do. And so he said, go to the kitchen. Big kitchen like here. They cook for thousands of people. Clean all the pots. So he went there and cleaned all the pots. And he came back. Give me something to do. It was very quick. And king was in big trouble because he was running out of all the things to do. Because he was doing it so fast. So he had to think quick and to protect himself from this demon there. So they called the Hare Krishna devotee. So two devotees grabbed him, the arm, and they are chanting in the Hare Krishna in his ear. And he said, give him the bead bag, he chant. You can chant, if he's in 16 rounds, chant 100 rounds. All eternally. Then he was satisfied. So this story is an example of our mind. Mind is going everywhere. So the way to engage the mind is to keep the mind occupied is by keeping it busy chanting Hare Krishna. You can chant day and night. Satatam kirtayam tomam. Krishna says, devotee, they are thinking of me. Satatam always, eternally. Nityasya paya. Not just a 7 day, 1 day, one night. Eternally. So the mind is, a devotee knows how to engage the mind. So, you know, people work very hard and then they go home, they're just exhausted at the end of the day. They go home, only thing they can do is sit in front of a TV and a couch. But that actually makes the mind more tired because you have to look at something. So this drains the energy out. So you can sit down, close your eyes, chant Hare Krishna, meditate on Krishna. It's a very good feeling. Or lay down, relax. Don't use your body. Relaxation means to give the body a rest, your senses and the nerves to a rest. But when you completely relax, not think so much, you think of Krishna, then the body is calming down, slowing down. It's a food. Relaxation is a food for the body. People don't know how to relax. You see monkeys and the birds, they're moving around. They don't know how to relax. So human beings, we have to relax. We have to calm ourselves.
to calm down. They always say, calm down. How to calm down? We're moving around so much. Come to the mandir. We see, we have our temples open here. You see, Indian people, they come here, they sit down, put a mat, they look at the deity. They know how to calm down. They always say, oh, we are so much engaged in the material world. We're so busy working in life. And you guys are Hare Krishna. You are doing the right thing. You're meditating in the Lord. You're chanting. We're in our city. This is why they come to Mayapur from Calcutta. They said, you know, we go to the dham, the holy place, you know, so we can relax and look at the deity, pray. So people do know how to relax. People do know. The process is there. But they let themselves so absorb in the material world, engrossed in the material life. The body breaks down after a while. How much enjoy can you enjoy with your body? It's very limited. How much can you eat? How much can you drink? And sex and all these things. You can't. The monkeys, they are always busy in sensual pleasure. But you never see a monkey happy. They're always moving. They want one. Never sit down one place, relax. Because they're always wanting. So sense pleasure cannot, it's like Krishna says, it's like putting fuel in the fire, oil. So you think you can satisfy yourself by doing more activities, sinful activities. Then the fire only gets bigger. So the process of Krishna consciousness, this bhakti yoga, is to put out that fire. The fire actually distance. Samsara dava nana leave the loka. The samsara, material existence, is like the fire. We are always on the move. Fire burning us, foaming at the mouth, working so hard for living. And at the end you get nothing. The body will die, ashes to ashes. Body goes in the earth, burned. So we didn't get anything. So human life is meant for returning to our real home in the spiritual world where we belong. Like fish out of the water. We are like the fish out of the water. You can give everything to a fish that is on land, but the fish will die very quickly because they're in a wrong place. We similarly are in the wrong place in the material world. This is not our place. This material world is a place of misery. Abharma Bhavana Loka is a place of misery from up, down the higher planet to the lowest planet. So our real home is the spiritual world where we belong. Fish out of water, you can give home, car, TV, money, but fish will die out of air, gasping for air. Similarly, we, this is unnatural for us to be in this world. We don't belong here. Our real home is spiritual world. That's why Krishna came. Get out of here. He's giving us the process. Come to me. He's playing the flute. Come on. He's calling us. He's calling us. Come to me. Right now, everybody is in anxiety because of disease. This positive, negative, everyone's talking about vaccines. Every time you turn the TV on, they only talk about that for the last 2 years. Vaccines. Even our temple is empty. It's open, but no one's coming. Half of the devotees are sick. But we do need to have some faith in Krishna. This is a test for us. Krishna is there. We haven't heard anyone, any devotee, dying in the temple from any sickness. Isn't it? Never heard of it. Unless terrorists come or something like that. But Krishna is always protecting us. You know? We haven't heard. Krishna, we have to have some faith. We have so much faith in the material world. We go out of our way to do vaccines and a booster. This is okay, but Krishna is there to give us that spiritual boost too. We need to have faith. Okay, we follow all the etiquette. You know, they have the mask etiquette. We also have Vaishnava etiquette. Krishna conscious etiquette. You have some faith in Krishna. Krishna will protect us. See, Prahlad Maharaj, as the Bhagavatam tells us, he was thrown in the hot oil. He didn't give up chanting Hare Krishna. He was going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The hot oil became cold. They threw him in the pit of snake. All the snake didn't bite him. I don't know what happened. Suddenly they become vegetarian. They don't want to bite anyone. It's all mystical. And they threw him off the cliff. Krishna caught him. And then they threw him onto the mad elephant. I don't know what happened. Mad elephant became really good man. Good elephant. Took the trunk and put him on his back. So Krishna is protecting him. Why this story is there? It's just for fun. We also need to have shelter in Krishna. Take shelter of Krishna. Take some risk for Krishna. Go on Harinam even though, this is the time. So this is also a test for us. How we are going to deal with it. How we are conducting ourselves. Or we are taking shelter of Krishna. Wherever you are, hospital or at home, it's a time when you need to really focus on Krishna. Isolation. Devotees don't want to go here and there anyway. They like to be in one place, in the temple. In the sages, in the forest. They're in the hut. They don't have much. They're meditating. They're already isolated. But they're not missing anything because they have Krishna. People who doesn't have Krishna in life, they need to go here and there because they want to be free. Well, actually, there's no freedom in this world. You go out in the city, look around. Look at what? You come back totally tired. You're looking at so many things. You don't end up buying nothing. So the idea of Krishna consciousness is to look within yourself for happiness. Nitya siddha Krishna prema sadhya kavinaya shravanadi chitta chitta karo yudai. We already have that love for Krishna. We're born with it. But by practicing shravanadi, hearing and chanting, we're uncovering that state of Krishna consciousness, that state of spiritual consciousness. But because we are looking elsewhere, Krishna's calling, we're looking elsewhere, looking away from Krishna. I'm sure if we take shelter of Krishna, determination, like it says here, determination, we have to have that determination. End. And if we remember that this is a great opportunity and pray to Krishna that we will not fall again, our lives will be successful. We have been elevated to an exalted position by the mercy of Krishna and the spiritual master. So that's the determination. There's always devotees are there to inspire us. Someone is there to inspire us. Our spiritual master is there to inspire us. The devotees of Vaishnava are there to inspire us. Krishna himself is inspiring us. So the whole process of Krishna consciousness, the whole process of bhakti yoga, devotional service, is geared toward this inspiration that how I can go further to make progress in spiritual life. So the whole geared toward to go back to Godhead, back to the spiritual world, our home. So how are we going to get the inspiration? If it doesn't come easy, we have to also work at it. We have to make the endeavor. Everything requires endeavor. Just like we eat food. It doesn't fall on your plate. It comes to supermarket, before that is growing, somebody has to pick it. Somebody has to grow the vegetables and the fruits, and there has to be rain, sometimes drought. So there's a big process before you can get that food on your plate. And then make sure that you are well enough to digest that. Somebody has to cook it. So much food allergy, so much goes in to create that preparation before we can eat it. But similarly, There must be endeavor. That endeavor to get the perfection. We eat for 10 minutes, so much work. Somebody's growing, packaging, their labor shortage because they don't have enough people to pack the fruits and vegetables. And then they bring to the supermarket, and then we go and buy it, bring it here, assorting it, and then cook it, offer to Krishna, and then before that comes to your plate, then you have to make sure that you are not sick, you can digest it. And you have to mix it. Okay, this goes with this one. You don't just eat. Okay, sweet last. There's so much work goes in just to eat that for 5 minutes of food. And then maybe you overeat and you're sick for days, you can't eat anything. So my point is, there is endeavor. There's always a lot of work goes in. It's not just bang, it comes. So Krishna is behind all this. We have to understand the Bhagavatam analytically, study how it's all working, the workings of this nature, the workings of the material energy, the workings of the body and the whole creation. That working is Krishna's behind. Aham savasya prabhavo. Krishna says all the material and spiritual, they are my emanation, they're coming from me. And this energy, how it's all working, is my adhyakshan prakriti, his nature. His nature is that working under his direction. So it's not that our senses, we have to know how our senses is working. It's not, we don't fall for it. We have to know analytically how it is working and who is behind it. Then we will not be bewildered by this body's workings. When you can understand everything clearly. But everything is there in the Bhagavatam and it's clarified nicely. Clarification is there. It's not that I close my eyes, sorry I didn't know. Open your eyes, the books are there. Knowledge is there. We need to open our eyes. We need to see the light of knowledge.
What you see, endeavor, patience, determination. Endeavor, patience, determination.
Yeah. Exactly. So, everything requires some work. Everything requires determination, endeavor, they go together. But the thing is, like I said, if you're sleeping and it's already 12 o'clock in the afternoon and you think, it's 5 in the morning, that's because you haven't opened the curtain and see there's lights coming to the door. So we have to make the effort to see the light of knowledge, open our eyes, sastra chakshus, see through the eyes of the scriptures. Then we will know. That's why it says here, we have to come out of ignorance. Ignorance is what blocking. Like I have a disease, then there's a disease goes in the eyes, cataract, then you can't see properly. So when you cut that, you can see again. So we are blind because of we are blind to the knowledge. We are blind to spiritual cultivation. We don't have because our eyes are cataract. It has a disease. If we cut that disease out, then we can see. So all my Ganayati Virandas, yeah, the spiritual master, they open our eyes by his mercy. All my Ganayati Virandas say, Gananjana Shalakaya, through Gana, knowledge. Shalakaya, he cuts the ignorance by the mercy of the spiritual master. The mercy the spiritual master is what mukam karoti vasalam bangalanga de green. A lame man can walk across over a mountain. A blind man can see. A deaf man can speak eloquently. That's by the mercy of guru, the spiritual master. So you can't say, I didn't know. No, no. Everything you know is what you want to know. And then you say, I don't know. Because the ones you should be knowing, you are ignoring it. What you want to know, and you go for it to know that. Because you want to know that. But if you want, you can know so many things. But you are blocking it. You are turning your eye away from that. But if we can work hard to make an earning and living, we can certainly work for spiritual life too. The endeavor has to be there. But the endeavor must be right endeavor. We're not saying give up everything, become Hare Krishna. You can have a job, family, but try to see what is the purpose of all this. To also at the same time cultivate knowledge, spiritual knowledge. Any questions? I have said a lot of things. Yes. Anila means internal air. Anila, pati, loma, different airs of the body, how you control it. There is a way to control air. Yeah, yeah. Prana, apana, vana, samana, udana. Yeah. There are five types of air in the body. A yogi can master them by controlling them. The basic way to control the air is to, we are breathing in and out, inhaling, exhaling. But we don't know how many times we are breathing in and out. We don't count. So yogic breathing means to know how many times you breathe in, how many times you breathe out. Because when you retain the air, that means it's good for your health. So you have longer time. So our life depends on how much air we have. So if you breathing too much, breathing out, less we have. So yoga teaches breathing pranayama is to control the air sequence, breathing, of breathing. So when you are active, you're losing air. So yoga says relax. When you relax, the air can be within you. You can hold the air longer. But if you're, you can't hold. So idea of a human life is to relax. More relaxed you are, less energy you use, resources of the body. That means you can live long. That means it will determine your health. So that's why people are panic. Then they're sick, they're stressed. But that's why people do meditation, the relaxation, they go to do yoga. They understand. So anila is to control of air. How to control the air? Breathing in slowly.
Like breathing out.
1 minute breathing in, same time 1 minute, take 1 minute to breathe out, same time. So that cannot be just done like that. You have to practice. So if you can hold the air 1 minute, that means that 1 minute you have extra time. It's balance of your life. So more relaxed, you can hold 2 minutes. And if you practice every day, at the end week you save yourself more time for to live long, maybe 10 minutes. So that means your, like I was saying during the talk, your body is healing through relaxation, because it's like the food of the nerves, the body, is when you can be very calm. It's good for your nerves, because like moving, so the nerves are always active. You need a break. Machine needs a break. Body. So the air is how we can retain, how we can breathe out, breathe in. This is the process for that. Anila.
When the respiratory muscles are not working,
yeah.
But the spirit muscles are not working, not strength, not deep in and out.
But that is too late already.
Yeah.
But the thing is, to determine your health, you have to be take care from very, very beginning. So you don't wait till you're sick. Just like when you drink water, you don't drink boom, boom, a whole bunch. Bit by bit, throughout the day. So the system is flushing. So, like if you have a new home or a new car or a computer or a phone, anything, you maintain it. Or you live in a room, you keep every day, you clean a little bit every day. So after 1 week, it stays clean. Not that you clean it once a week and it's all filthy. So you gradually maintain the cleanliness of your body and your health, how you think, what you do. And your cleanliness, internal and external. That way the body remains healthy always. And not wait till you're so sick. then you end up in the hospital. So we have, so the air is a very subtle energy. It's called chakra. There are seven chakras in our body. They are like a fan. You have number 1 to 5. So if running really fast, it's on 5. And the number 1 slow. So similarly, this chakra, they can get imbalanced. The air is growing too fast. So there are therapy, meditation, different way to calm down, to make the chakra. How you have to relax, how you need to do so many things. You have to see Ayurvedic doctor, to do yoga. Or normal doctor, they won't do it. They just give you some pills. They may say you're okay, because they don't know these things. So there's a lot of things. So this air, Anila, explains how a yogi, they can control the air, when to breathe in, when to breathe out, how long hold, and all those things in sequence. It's for, so people who can hold air for a long time, they have to, first of all, they have to be very relaxed. If you're, you cannot hold any air, few minutes, you're like, 10 seconds, you cannot breathe. Yeah, but that is very high level. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have to. Yeah, you have any?
Oh, I was just going to make a comment. The opera singer, Montserrat Caballé, said once to a student, "What, you can't hold your breath for 3 minutes? Maybe you should consider another career." And other research I did with people who hold their breath in practice, it actually grows new brains, stem cells. So there's benefits there. Initially, it's difficult, but after a period of time, you learn to do it. And it's sort of refreshing when you take a breath in, you feel revitalized. Mm. Breath is life.
Yeah.
No breath is dead.
If, like a lot of people, they're sick but they don't know what it is. They go to the doctor, they also don't know what it is. Because the problem is that, so you go to see a therapist or someone who may know more than, more internal things, like this kind of knowledge. Indian doctor or like a therapist or something. But regular doctor, they don't know these things. So they will tell you, they check your pulse, how it's in your eyes. The technique is different than the Western doctor. Maybe take blood test, and you're fine, nothing. But actually, it's not just in the blood. It's in the air. Your air is imbalanced. So they have gastric, that because you overate. So there's different. Just by air in our body, it can put your body out totally. Air. There are different types of air. So that's why when people drink soft drink, it's actually not good. Because soft drink, that air, creates the imbalance within the air that already in the body.
Carbonation.
Yeah, in the body. So that external air, you take it in a soft drink, that not only creates a conflict with the air that you already have in your body. So once it's inside, how do you take it out? So that's why it creates a problem after a while. But that's why best thing is fresh juice. Nobody wants fresh juice. Everyone wants something in it, sugar or chemical. So young people, they think, but then they can't wait till get old and get sick. So we have to maintain health from early age. Then when you turn 50 or 60, you will be still healthy. Like that's what I was giving you an example. To maintain the health, you have to start from beginning. Not till when you're going to die and suddenly become vegetarian. Now I go to the temple and maybe pray and be vegetarian. No, we have to start from early, then it lasts longer. We can think better. That's why a lot of people, the yoga people, they're very 90 years, they still can do these kind of yoga poses. Their body is so flexible because they've been doing it from childhood. So suddenly you can't do it. So our body requires to exercise and not just some gymnastic exercise, but diet, food we eat that can determine your health, or not just putting everything in. Because so there's so many issues when you talk about, you know, the body. And people have very controlled person, you know. Just like when you speak, every time we speak, that also uses energy. The air required to speak, close eyes. So don't speak so much, just what's necessary. So that can, you're preserving the energy. Even when we eat big plate of food, it requires energy to digest that. So eat less. So that's why there's a system, how much to eat, what's not to eat, how much to eat, how much water, how much everything, fruit, when to eat, different things. These things are important. As we grow older, then the body need that processing, that kind of standards. When you're thinking you're young, but even young people are sick, they have child medicine. We're a baby, infant, they have medicine for a child. So we're never okay. Even from the early age, when we're born, we're still sick. That's why they have medicine for children. So it's not that, you know, this coronavirus thing, even the child dying, I've heard some children died from it, from this disease going around. I haven't got any coronavirus, anything yet. So I got a message on the phone, they want to survey me, they want to do a survey on me. So why, how come you didn't get coronavirus? You're still okay. They want to check my blood, maybe I'm alien or something. This kind of thing. But actually, you know, if you can be very healthy, drink proper, eat proper food and do exercise and different things, you can be healthy. You know, people want to get sick, they get sick. People want to be healthy, they can be. It's up to us. So if we want, if you see Maya and you go for it, you know the consequences are there. So human being, we have a system. We have to say no. This is, then you give up, you give in, then you face the consequences, you suffer. That's why Shastra says, control your senses. There's marriage. But there's no marriage in animal life. They jump onto each other. The human life is marriage. Why? Because that's there's a system for propagation, for procreation. There's a system. We need to follow that. That's created by God. If we are going to this person, then the society is going to fall apart. It's all depending on our procreation. What we procreate, they're going to run the society. Then we're going to have a bunch of uncontrolled people.
You reap what you sow.
Yeah, exactly. I got to stop here. Thank you very much.
Hare.
Shri Prabhupada ki.
Jai.